You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. These episodes are really, really piling up right now. I'm recording episode 260-something. This is amazing, guys. I started almost a year ago now, and the amount of people that have been following me and the amount of people that have been following me both on Instagram and on my podcast has been really overwhelming. So I want to thank you so much for being part of this community of people that want more from life and people that want to get better every single day. They just simply don't, it's not they want more and that's it. They actually want to work hard to get what they want in life, which is the most important thing. So before we get started, I wanted to ask you if you could please share again this podcast with someone that you know may be going through the same situation that you are. I used to as well. So it's very important for you to share this knowledge in general, these points with your friends, family members, coworkers, because the more you teach this content to people, the more you understand it yourself, the better you will be able to implement it in your own life. So today we're going to talk about misconceptions regarding entrepreneurship. This is something that I see a lot on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, anywhere really where people gather and they talk about making money and living a great life. They only talk about the good things, right? They don't talk about the hard things about entrepreneurship. So I wanted to bring them up right now. So point number one is making your own hours. Well, the point says here, maybe after a few years, but definitely not at the beginning. And that is so true. When you start out with your business, nobody knows who you are. So if you think that you can make your own hours, meaning, hey, you know, like I'm going to wake up at 9 a.m., start work by 10:30, and then I'm going to have a 2-hour lunch, then go out with friends, and then work a bit more in the afternoon, you are in for a rude awakening, my friend. Every single other entrepreneur out there that is trying to take market share and basically push you outside of the game is going to be working harder than you. So even though you can make your own hours, you have to understand that you have to make yourself very, very, very long hours. Your schedule needs to be rammed from 7 a.m. in the morning to 7 or 8 p.m. at night, even longer sometimes. So that's how much it takes really at the very beginning when you're starting out a business, because there's so much noise, so many other businesses are already out there providing similar services to what you are providing. So why would people have to go with you if you're only working half the amount of time than your competitors? Point number two, being your own boss. Guys, this is a huge misconception. You have to understand that if you're selling a product, for example, you have to respond to what the market wants. You need to respond to people that are leaving bad reviews or people that haven't left a review yet, and you want to make sure that they leave one. So they are your boss in this moment. They are the one, they're the ones telling you, hey, I need this product to be sturdier. I need this product in a different size. Or let's switch to, maybe you don't sell products. Maybe you want to sell service, or you want to have an agency, or maybe you're selling a service in any other field. Then your clients are your bosses. At that point, your clients need a good product. They need it fast. They need it delivered well. They need a good quality customer service experience. So at the end of the day, yes, you are your own boss. But again, you're still accountable to so many other people and situations that at the end of the day, you don't feel like you're in control of your life that way. At the beginning, of course, as I said, as you scale your business and then you earn your right to be your own boss, things are going to be a lot different. Now, point number three, making lots of money. People want to open a business because they can make a lot of money. And again, that is also true. But it does take 2, 3, 4 years to scale a business. And I'm talking about when you're good at it, when you already learned your lessons, all right? That's why 2/3 of businesses end up failing, because a lot of people start, They severely underestimate the amount of time and effort it takes into scaling a business, and then they have no cash left. They spend all their money, and sometimes if they're hard, you know, to understand what's going on, they'll go back to the bank and they'll go back to family members and they'll ask for another loan because they felt like they were underfunded when in reality they just didn't put enough effort. So here's the thing, again, making lots of money in business is of course possible, and a lot of successful entrepreneurs have lots of money, but in order for them to get there, they literally live with a few dollars in their pockets at the beginning for themselves, and they, again, were continuously working hard to save every single penny and reinvested in the business until the business scaled. Point number four. Living the life, and again, this is again in quotes, living the life, you know what that means, but again, most successful entrepreneurs live like they're broke until they accumulate vast amounts of wealth. You have to understand that in order for you to make your money work for you, you need to have enough money to begin with. Some people reach out to me on Instagram and they're like, hey, I have $1,000, what should I invest it in? And I'm like, well, when do you need the money back by? Maybe next year. And I'm like, well, if you're lucky and you really hit the jackpot, maybe you invest $1,000 and in a year you'll get back maybe $1,500, $2,000 if you really got an amazing investment and it doubled in a year. But let's be honest, you're not going to do anything with that amount of money. What I mean then is that you need to work very, very, very hard for a few years, save up as much money as possible with your business, grow it as big as possible. And then at that point, that's when you can reinvest that money into maybe buying multiple properties and get rental income or buy dividend stocks. But regardless, you need a lot of money to begin with in order to make your money work for you. When your money works for you, then yeah, I do agree with you on that. You're gonna be living the life. You can, you know, take days off, vacations, buy expensive things if you like to do that, but you're not buying it with your primary income. You're buying it with the money that you're making from your investments, which is basically what the majority of wealthy people do. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and until next time, up your game.